नमः प्रणवार्ताय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतस्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं सामगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्तं न विदुसुरासुरगणा देवाय तस्मै नमः। प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपानये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः। श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादं शङ्करं लोकशङ्करम्। Before going to actual test of Bhagavad Gita, we will study the essence of Shankara Bhashyam, Upodghata Bhashyam, it is called, the introduction written by Shankaracharya for the Bhagavad Gita. He starts with the prayer verse to the Narayana. And he says, Sa Bhagavan Srishtva Idam Jagat Tasya Sthitim Chikirshuhu Marichyadi Nagre Srishtva Prajapatin Pravritti Lakshanam Dharmam Grahayamasa Vedoktam Tataha Anyancha Sanandanadin Utpadya Nivritti Lakshanam Dharmam Jnana Vairagya Lakshanam Grahayamasa Vividohi Vedokta Dharmaha Pravritti Lakshano Nivritti Lakshanascha. After creating the creation, or after projecting the creation, Bhagavan wanted to sustain this creation through a moral order. Dharma can be translated as a moral order. Once this order is violated, then the sustenance of the entire creation will be in trouble. So in order to sustain the creation, Bhagavan has created a moral order wherein he has given two types of dharma, pravritti lakshana dharma and nivritti lakshana dharma. Pravritti lakshana dharma means a lifestyle which is very active, a lifestyle having four components: possession, obligation, relation and transaction. These are all the components of an active lifestyle wherein we are asked to, or we are allowed to possess the external wealth, and we are asked to perform certain obligatory duties, and wherein we are asked to relate with the another being in the creation in a particular mode, and transaction, fourth one is transaction, how to have this transaction in a very happy way. Because any person who lives in this world cannot avoid all these four components. He cannot live without money or wealth. He cannot live without responsibilities. Without fulfilling the responsibilities, he cannot live in the world. Everybody has to do certain duties. Duties it is called. Then he cannot live without relating with the another being, and he cannot live without transacting in his life. So all these components are the basis of pravritti lakshana dharma. What it gives, this pravritti lakshana dharma, the lifestyle which is very active, it gives the humanity abhyudaya hetuhu. Shankaracharya gives a word, abhyudaya hetuhu. It is the cause of abhyudaya, all the prosperity in human life. And second one is nivritti lakshana dharma, which is not active lifestyle but a secluded lifestyle, a lifestyle wherein all the four components of the active lifestyle are downplayed. Less possession or no possession, less obligatory duties or no duties at all, less relationship or no relationship, less transaction or no transaction. This is for minority group. We call them spiritual seekers or serious spiritual seekers, or in the language of Shankaracharya, they are sannyasins. A monk cannot have possession, he don't have any duties, he don't have any relationship with the external world, and he don't have, of course, any transaction at all. One is grihastha dharma, which is called pravritti lakshana dharma. Another is sannyasa dharma, which is called nivritti lakshana dharma. Both are necessary for the welfare of the entire humanity. Some cultures insist only nivritti lakshana dharma, and they have given up the pravritti lakshana dharma. Therefore, they have become beggars. Some culture only gives the importance to the pravritti lakshana dharma, and you earn lot of money, you earn prosperity is the only criterion for the achievement in the world. Like that, they teach, they have given up the nivritti lakshana, they also are in trouble. Western culture doesn't bother about the nivritti lakshana dharma. It bothers about only pravritti lakshana dharma. So Veda is the source of all both these two types of lifestyle, and Veda has understood the necessity of both the lifestyles. Like in a car, you will have accelerator, next to that what you will have? Brake also you will have. One instrument or one component of the car makes the car to go very speed, but at the same time you cannot go all the time speed. There may be traffic jam, so you have to put the brake also. Where to put brake, you should know also. So both are necessary for a smooth, successful driving. Similarly, here Shankaracharya says, Tadidam Gita Shastram Samasta Vedartha Sara Sangraha Bhutam. What is told in the entire Veda is told in the Gita. What is told in the Veda? These two dharmas are told in the Veda. That is Pravritti Lakshana Dharma, active lifestyle, and Nivritti Lakshana Dharma, a secluded lifestyle. Generally, other cultures, generally they say Hindu dharma is, they don't bother about the world, present world. They are only always in the imaginary world. Either Punya, Papa, Devaloka, Naraka, or Vaikuntha, Shivaloka, like that. After death only they bother. So they don't give much importance to the present time life. That is the complaint, generally. Our own people say, because of Vedanta only, entire country has become very poor. But here Shankaracharya says, because of Vedanta only, country still exists. So many cultures have come and gone, because those cultures, since they did not have this Nivritti Lakshana Dharma, how to put the brake, since they don't know, once for all gone, same speed, car has gone. Ethiopian culture, Egyptian culture, Babylonian culture, Roman culture, all have gone. They have succeeded in the external world, since they were not aware of the Nivritti Lakshana Dharma, they could not sustain. But our Vedic culture till date is sustains because of these two aspects of human life. Both are necessary. Shankaracharya says, Jagataha Stiti Karanam Praninam Sakshat Abhyudaya Nishtreyasa Hetuhu Yasa Dharmaha. He says, it is the cause of Jagat Stiti. Even for the world, entire world to exist continuously, these two dharmas are very, very necessary, which are the cause of Abhyudaya and Nishtreyas. Abhyudaya is a beautiful word, which means acquiring comfortable or necessary things for our human life. Artha and Kama. Two Purusharthas, they are Purusharthas. Purushena Athiyate Purusharta. It is meant for human achievement. So getting money, getting comfortable life, getting pleasures are accepted in our culture, Vedic culture, as a achievement in human life. But these two things, artha and kama, should be guided by dharma. Without the guidance of the dharma here means the ethics, morals. Without the ethics and morals, what will happen? The might and powerful will grab everything, and the weak will don't get anything at all. So I live at the cost of somebody's life. I live at the cost of somebody's wealth. So I grab however much possible and I deprive the another person. So here dharma, the moral or ethics, are given to control the pursuit of artha and kama. For a human being to lead a happy physical life, healthy life, he needs two things. One is external environment, a clean environment wherein less pollution and less problems are there. A clean environment is necessary. Second thing is internal health called immunity strength. However much the clean may be the external environment, like operation theater, it's a very clean environment. Still, if the person doesn't have the immunity in him, in himself, in his body, so he is naturally subject to disease. Similarly, for psychological health also, Veda prescribes these two things. One is Abhyudaya and another is Nishreyas. Pravritti Lakshana Dharma brings the Abhyudaya, Nivritti Lakshana Dharma brings the Nishreyas. Abhyudaya means external achievements. All gadgets, comforts, wealth, everything Abhyudaya. Not only the Abhyudaya is the cause of human happiness, along with that, Nishreyas also is very, very necessary. Acquiring wealth through productive work efficiency. Through Abhyudaya, you acquire wealth to productive work efficiency. Through Abhyudaya only, you relate with the society and you have the concern over the second man. So, by having the responsibility, you have obligatory duty towards that next man. So, by fulfilling it, you keep the relationship with the another human being or another being in the world in a proper way. Not only that, personal growth, also personal growth in character also comes under Abhyudaya only. Initially, human being is a vegetative person, very selfish, only concerned about his own profits, his own welfare. This dharma only teaches, no, you cannot live in this world only having concern about you. You start having lot of comforts with you, so slowly what will happen? Ecological imbalance will happen. That's what we find. Without having concern towards the another human being or the natural forces, you cannot live alone. So you have to identify the presence of the coexistence of the another external thing also. So don't become a very, very selfish entity like animals. Animals, they don't bother about the next man. There is a pecking order, they call it. Somebody might have thrown the food. One dog, a weak dog, old dog, may be going there to take that food. That is the mother dog. The son dog, which doesn't remember that she is my mother, very heavily built dog, simply barks. So naturally the weak dog, mother dog, goes away. In that animal kingdom, there is only an instinct that I should prove my capacity or strength and I will grab whatever I want. But that will not apply in the human life. So from the vegetative pursuit of personal profit, I grow as an enlightened citizen, as an enlightened person in the human community. And from low level, piety fringed benefits, that is the worldliness. So many people go to temple. For what purpose they go to temple? Not for Bhagavan's purpose. Not for the sake of Bhagavan. From getting something from Bhagavan, for the sake of getting something from Bhagavan, they go to temple. It is called piety fringed worldliness. Worldliness only is the cause, but it is piety added. Devotion added or piety. Devotion we cannot call, piety we can call. From that condition, normal condition, I grow as a heroic, self-sacrificing person. I don't go to temple for the sake of getting something from the Lord. I go to the temple or any other place to give something to that place. From the receiver, I convert myself as a giver. But these are all only external achievements. According to Veda, these are all only external achievements. By this, you are not going to get the fulfillment at all. By Abhyudaya, you get all development in your life. Human development is named as Abhyudaya. But only development, development, development. How much development? Where you will end? So there is no end for that word called development. So always, the very fact that there is no end, the very fact that there is no end, you are in eternal trip. See, you are going in a journey, there must be, the journey should end somewhere else, na? Then only you are satisfied, your search is fulfilled, your journey is stopped. Continuously you have a journey. 365 days you should have a journey, and 100 years you should have a journey. Do you imagine the life? Somewhere else you have to settle down, somewhere else you should get fulfillment, somewhere else you should attain the shanti or peace. That is possible only in Nivritti Lakshana Dharma, that is Shreyas. And that Shreyas is in the form of Atmajnana or Self-Knowledge. When I started the life, I start the life with the idea that I should get lot of money, I should enjoy the world, I should relate with the people, external people in a nice way, and I achieve that also. But after getting also, after getting lot of wealth, after getting lot of comforts, after getting many people around me, but still somebody asks, how are you? There is no full stop. Fine, but is there, next but there is a comma. So nobody is fulfilled by the simple external achievements. Here only Vedanta comes and says, your life should be fulfilled only by Nishreyas, or can be fulfilled only by Nishreyas. You cannot have eternal development. Eternal development means eternal dissatisfaction. Eternal development is equal to eternal dissatisfaction. So eternally dissatisfied you are, then how can you expect that I will be happy? A dissatisfied mind, a mind wherein always there is a plan, continuous plan, one project after another, going on one by one, it is coming in our mind. So I don't get the shanti at all. But without shanti also, I cannot live in the world. Even though I roam 16 hours externally, I have to come back to my home and sleep at least 6 or 7 hours in a day. So daily life itself, both are involved. And you cannot sleep 24 hours also. Nivritti Lakshana Dharma, I will practice Nivritti Lakshana Dharma. I cannot sleep also. At the same time, Pravritti Lakshana Dharma, work, 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 I will work. So, human mind, human life will be a very, very unfortunate life, which is not having these two sides. Both sides are very, very important. Here, that is the reason Shankaracharya says, Jagataha Sthiti Karanam Praninam Sakshat Abhyudaya Nishreyasa Hetu. So the Nivritti Lakshana Dharma only is given stress, more stress in the Bhagavad Gita. Tadidam Gita Shastram Durvigneya Artham Ises. Generally everybody thinks that Gita is very very easy text. But according to Shankaracharya, it is Dukkena Vigneyaha Yaha Arthaha Durvigneyaha. It is very difficult to understand. Because Gita Shastra is not going to talk about only Nivritti Lakshana Dharma. Pravritti Lakshana Dharma also is mentioned there. Devotion is mentioned. Karma is mentioned, yoga is mentioned, hatha yoga is mentioned, food habits are mentioned, duties, daily duties are mentioned, and of course the knowledge about the individual self also is mentioned. So generally human mind gets confused. What is the subject matter of the Gita? Here Shankaracharya says, since lot of subjects which are dealt, which are explained in this Gita, there is a possibility of confusion. To clear those confusion only, I start this commentary, and he established that this Gita Shastram is for samasta purushartha siddhi. It is for the achievement of all the human goals. These are four human goals: artha, kama, dharma and moksha. Artha, kama and dharma comes under pravritti lakshana dharma, and moksha comes under nivritti lakshana dharma. Second point he mentions is, Gita is a universal text, or this Vedic teaching is universal. It is not time bounded or a particular individual related. Arjuna got confusion, and that too 5000 years before, and he got some guidance from Krishna. So why should I study here? It is his problem. His problem was solved by another person. Why should I study here? So here our acharya says, dhirgena kalena anutatrunam kamodbhavat hiyamana viveka vijnana hetukena adharmena abhibhuyamane dharme pravardhamane cha adharme jagataha sitim paripipaleshu sa adikarta narayanakyo vishnuhu bhaumasya brahmano brahmanatvasya rakshanartham devakyam vasudevat amshena krishna kila sambhabhuva. So prayojana abhave api bhutana jigrikshakaya vaidikam hi dharmadvayam arjunaya shokamoha mahodadav nimagnaya upadidesha. Here acharya says, this vaidika dharma in course of time has become weak. People have lost sight of their life because of lopsided philosophy, a philosophy wherein kavo piyo maja karo, ऋणं कृत्वा घृतं पिबे भस्मी भूतस्य देहस्य कुतः पुनरागमनम्. टेक लोन एंड ईट नाइसली, एंजॉय द लाइफ. इट इज द प्रॉब्लम ऑफ द पर्सन हू गेव द लोन. दिस इज कॉल्ड लॉप साइडेड लाइफ फिलॉसफी. अनुष्ठातृणाम कामोद्भवात् बिकॉज ऑफ द डिजायर्स अराइज्ड इन द माइंड ऑफ द अनुष्ठातृण. अनुष्ठातृण मीन्स वन हू फॉलोज ह्यूमन बीइंग. सो वॉट हैपन्ड, hiyamana viveka vijnana, that discriminative power, a discriminative power wherein there is a need for pravritti and there is a need for nivritti. I told you na, 16 hours you can roam every day, 8 hours you have to come back and lie down. If you don't bother about lying down or sleeping, what will happen next day? You cannot proceed your day to day duties. A simple logic it is. Daily life of human being involves both pravritti and nivritti. Similarly, entire life of human being involves both achievements, external achievements and internal strength, gaining the internal strength. This ordinary viveka buddhi has gone and was clouded. Adharmena abhipuyamane dharme. Adharma has entered the human life because of the over desires. Normal desires are okay, but as even the person is pursuing the desires, fulfillment of desires, what happens? Lobha comes in his mind, so he loses sight of the another aspect of human life called nivritti. So what he says all the time, earn, earn, earn. Therefore, adharmena abhibhuyamane dharme. So adharma has overpowered the dharma. So in order to establish the dharma, Bhagavan, so prayojana abhave api, there is no need for Bhagavan to come and teach this, because he is already purna vastu. Then why he taught? Bhuta anujigrikshaya, because of the compassion towards the humanity. Same vaidikam dharmadvayam he has taught. He has taught same vaidikam dharmadvayam. ஃபார் ஹூம் சோக மோக மகோததோ நிமக்னாய அர்ஜுனாய. பிரியப்ப அர்ஜுனா ஹூ வாஸ் இம்மர்ஸ்ட் இன் தி ஷோகா அண்ட் மோகா. இட்ஸ் எ பியூட்டிஃபுல் வேர்ட், சமாச வேர்ட் ஹேவிங் லாட் ஆஃப் மீனிங். யூ வில் சி தட் மீனிங் ஆஃப் தட் ஷோக மோக நிமக்ன அர்ஜுனா. ஏ அர்ஜுனா ஹூ வாஸ் இம்மர்ஸ்ட் இன் தி ஷோகா அண்ட் மோகா விச் ஆர் தி ரெப்ரசன்டேட்டிவ்ஸ் ஆஃப் சம்சாரா டிரான்ஸ்மைக்ரேஷன். தட் இஸ் தி யூனிவர்சல் ப்ராப்ளம் ஆஃப் எவ்ரி ஹியூமன். டு ஹெல்ப் அர்ஜுனா ஹூ வாஸ் இம்மர்ஸ்ட் இன் தி ஷோகா அண்ட் மோகா, தி சாஸ்திரம் கீதா சாஸ்திரம் இஸ் கிவன் உபதிதேஷ பகவான். Why he has given to Arjuna? Why not to Bhishma? Why not to Duryodhana also? Because Bhagavan is impartial. One simple reason is Arjuna asked for it, so it was given to him. Duryodhana did not ask, Bhishma did not ask. Arjuna asked for it, so it was given to him. So whenever we are in trouble, when we ask guidance, then only we get the guidance. Since Arjuna asked, since Arjuna found that his problem is now overpowering him, his problem could not be solved by him, he needs a guide, external guide. When he surrendered to the Lord, it was given to Arjuna. And another reason is gunadikaihi grihitaha anushtiyamanaha cha dharmaha prachayam gamishyati iti. Advertisement technique. Shankaracharya says Bhagavan Krishna is a great advertiser. If he tells the Gita to ordinary man, it will not be popularized. So he made Arjuna as a brand ambassador of the Gita. Gunadhikaihi grihitaha anushtiyamanaha cha dharmaha. Arjuna was a very successful person, very popular person. He is called Dhananjayaha. He has conquered the world. He has earned lot of money. Not only that, very attractive person. And a very dharmic person also. Suppose if it is told, this all the Shastra is told to a roadwala who is not a dharmic, what he will say? You know, time pass. For Swami, this is the time pass. So there is no inspiration to follow that. That's why here Shankaracharya says, grihitaha anushtiyamanaha cha dharmaha. You have to receive that knowledge and you have to put it into practice in our life. Then only it is useful. So somebody says, I know 40 yogasanas sir, but still my weight is not going down. Then I asked, how many hours you are practicing? No, I know, I don't practice. So grihitaha is the first condition, anushtiyamanaha is the second condition. And here Arjuna is a competent person who can receive this because he was in need of that suggestion, that knowledge. So he says, even if three world was going to be given to me in the place of this knowledge, I don't want. Abhi trailokya rajyasya kinnu mahi krite. So he was a competent person to receive this knowledge. Not only that, he is a dharmic person. After receiving what he told, nashto mohaha smritir labdha tat prasadat mayachita sitosmi gata sandehaha karishye vachanam tava. He says karishye. Okay, Krishna, I have received whatever you have told. Okay, let us go for one picnic. He did not tell. Gata sandehaha sitaha. I am standing without any confusion. By your grace, by your suggestion, I am standing without any confusion. Therefore, ready to practice. Harishye vachanam tava. So, anushtiyamanaha sa dharmaha. If the person, very popular and attractive and a successful person, receives this knowledge and practices this knowledge, then immediately all the other human beings, normal people, also will follow Arjuna, keeping him as a instrument. Bhagavan was giving the prachayam gamishyati iti. Prachayam means it will become popular. Bhagavan wanted this Gita to become popular. That's what Shankaracharya said. Therefore only he has selected the Arjuna. And what type of Bhagavan he is? Such a Bhagavan, Jnaneshwarya Shakti, Bala Virya Tejovihi, Sada Sampannaha, Trigunatmikam, Vaishnavim, ಸ್ವಾಂ ಮಾಯಾ ಮೂಲ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ವಶೀಕೃತ್ಯ ಅಜಃ ಅವ್ಯಯ ಭೂತಾನಾಂ ಈಶ್ವರ ನಿತ್ಯಶುದ್ಧ ಬುದ್ಧ ಮುಕ್ತ ಸ್ವಭಾವ ಅಪಿ ಸನ್ ಸ್ವಮಾಯಾ ದೇಹವಾನಿವ ಜಾತಃ ಇವ ಚ ಲೋಕಾನುಗ್ರಹಂ ಕುರುವನ್ನಿವ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಯತೆ. ವಾಟ್ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಗವಾನ್? ಬೈ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಸ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಈಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಟೆಲ್ ದಿ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ನೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಟೀಚರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ. ದಟ್ ಟೀಚರ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಐಶ್ವರ್ಯ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಬಲ ವೀರ್ಯ ತೇಜೋಭಿ ಸದಾ ಸಂಪನ್ನ ಇಸ್ ಎನ್ ಎಂಬಾಡಿಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ ನಾಲೆಡ್ ಐಶ್ವರ್ಯ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಬಲ ವೀರ್ಯ ತೇಜಸ್. ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಕಾಂಪೋನೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಭಗ. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಭಗ ಅಸ್ತಿ ಇತಿ ಭಗವಾನ್. ಭಗ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ ಫೋಲ್ಡ್ ಟ್ರೆಷರ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ದೇ? ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಐಶ್ವರ್ಯ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಪವರ್ ಬಲ ವೀರ್ಯ ಅಂಡ್ ತೇಜಸ್. ತ್ರಿಗುಣಾತ್ಮಿಕಾಂ ವೈಷ್ಣವೀಂ ಸ್ವಾಂ ಮಾಯಾಂ ಮೂಲ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ವಶೀಕೃತ್ಯ ಅಜಃ ಸನ್ ಅವ್ಯಯ ಸನ್ ಭೂತಾನಾಂ ಈಶ್ವರ ಸನ್. ಈವನ್ ದೋ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಅನ್ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಹೀ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಬಾರ್ನ್. ಈವನ್ ದೋ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಅನ್ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಬಾರ್ನ್. ಈವನ್ ದೋ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಈಶ್ವರ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಹೀ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಆಸ್ ಎ ಆರ್ಡಿನರಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ ಎ ಚಾರಿಯೇಟಿಯರ್. ಈವನ್ ದೋ ಇದೆ ನಿತ್ಯ ಶುದ್ಧ ಬುದ್ಧ ಮುಕ್ತ ಸ್ವಭಾವ ಈಸ್ ಎವರ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಎವರ್ ಲಿಬರೇಟೆಡ್ ಎವರ್ ಫ್ರೀ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಹೀ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ದಿ ಸರ್ವೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಪಂಚಪಾಂಡವಾಸ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಪಂಚಪಾಂಡವಾಸ್. ಸೊ ಮಾಯಾ ದೇಹವಾನಿವ ಆಸ್ ದೋ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಎ ಬಾಡಿ. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎ ಬಾಡಿ ಸೋ ದಟ್ ಹೀ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಗಿವ್ ಲೋಕ ಅನುಗ್ರಹಂ. ಲೋಕಾನುಗ್ರಹ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಧರ್ಮ ಸ್ಥಾಪನ. ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಗಿವ್ ದಿ ಧರ್ಮ ಸ್ಥಾಪನ. ವಿತೌಟ್ ಬಾಡಿ ವಾಟ್ ಧರ್ಮ ಸ್ಥಾಪನ ವಿಲ್ ಡು? ಓನ್ಲಿ ವಾಯ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ಟು ಲಿವ್ ಅಮಂಗ್ ದಿ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬಾಡಿ. ದಿಸ್ ಒನ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಫಿಲಾಸಾಫಿಕಲ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಡಜನ್ ಸೇ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಟುಕ್ ಬಾಡಿ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಟುಕ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದೆನ್ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಇನ್ ಟ್ರಬಲ್, ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಸಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಟು ಮಾರ್ಟಾಲಿಟಿ ಆರ್ ಡೆತ್. ಹಿಯರ್ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಸೇಸ್ ಹಿ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಟೇಕ್ ದಿ ಬಾಡಿ. ದ ವೆರಿ ಗೀತಾ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಂ ದಟ್ ಗೀತಾ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಈಸ್ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬೀನ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಟು ಆಲ್ ಅಪಿಯರೆನ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಅಲ್ಟಿಮೇಟ್ಲಿ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಡ್. ದೇರ್ ವಾಸ್ ನೋ ಅರ್ಜುನ, ನೋ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ನಥಿಂಗ್, ನೋ ಮಹಾಭಾರತ, ನೋ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್. ನ ನಿರೋಧೋ ನ ಚೋತ್ಪತ್ತಿ ನ ಬದ್ಧೋ ನ ಚ ಸಾಧಕ ನ ಮುಮುಕ್ಷೋ ನ ವೈ ಮುಕ್ತ ಇತ್ಯೇಷ ಪರಮಾರ್ಥತ. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ಗೀತಾ ಇಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಟೆಲ್ ಫೈನಲಿ? ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ಗೀತಾ ಇಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಟೆಲ್ ಫೈನಲಿ? ದಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಈಸ್ ನೋ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ ಅಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್. ಮತ್ತ ಪರತರಂ ನಾಣ್ಯದ ಕಿಂಚಿದಸ್ತಿ ಧನಂಜಯ ಈಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಟೆಲ್. ಅದರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ಮೀ ನೋಬಡಿ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್. ದನ್ ವೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಕ್ವಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿಸೈಪಲ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ? ಸೊ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಕೀಪಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ಯೂಚರ್ ವೆನ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಟೂಡೆಂಟ್ ಸ್ಟಡೀಸ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಚರ್. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್. ನಾನ್ ಡ್ಯುಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಈಸ್ ದ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ಬಟ್ ಡ್ಯುಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಅಪಿಯರೆನ್ಸ್. ಕೀಪಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಐಡಿಯಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಎಸ್ ಲೋಕಾನುಗ್ರಹಂ ಕುರುವನ್ ಇವ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಯತೆ ಇವ ಜಾತಃ ಇವ ಇಟ್ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟೇಕನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಎಜುಕೇಟಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಮೈಂಡ್. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಎಜುಕೇಟಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಮೈಂಡ್? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ವಿತೌಟ್ ಎಜುಕೇಟಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ದಿ ವೆರಿ ಮಾರಲ್ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟ್. ದಿಸ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಎ ಪೆಕ್ಯೂಲಿಯರ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೂಮೆಂಟ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಟು ಎನಿ ಅದರ್ ಸ್ಪೀಷೀಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಈಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ದ ಕೆಪಾಸಿಟಿ ಟು ಮೈಂಟೈನ್ ದಿ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಆರ್ ಟು ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಾಯ್ ದಿ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್. ಆಲ್ ಅಟಾಮಿಕ್ ಬಾಂಬ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಕೀಪಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಗೋಡೌನ್ನ ದೇಸ್ ಎ 300 ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಾಯ್ ವಾಟ್ ಸ್ಟಾಕ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ನೌ. ಐ ಕುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್. ಒನ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಾಯ್ಡ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಟು ಪುಟ್ ದಟ್ ಬಾಂಬ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿ ದೇರ್ ನ. ಸೊ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ 300 ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಾಯ್ ದಿಸ್ ವೆರ್ ದಟ್ ಮಚ್ ಅಟಾಮಿಕ್ ಬಾಂಬ್ ನೌ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟೆಡ್. ಸೊ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೋ ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್ ಇಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಈವನ್ ಚಾಲೆಂಜ್ ದಿ ಭಗವಾನ್. ಭಗವಾನ್ ವಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂ ದಿಸ್ ಎ ಸೃಷ್ಟಿ ಬಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟ್ ಅಟಾಮಿಕ್ ಬಾಂಬ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕೀಪ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಚಾಲೆಂಜ್ ದಿ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಆಸ್. ಯು ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟ್ 300 ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಾಯ್ 300 ಟೈಮ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವಿತೌಟ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ Neither his, the human life is going to be a happy affair, nor the life of other creatures. So we all find, because of selfish interest, because of overusing the, misusing the natural resources, now entire world is suffering. Ecological imbalance, they call it. Tiger will not do this, lion will not do this, cat will not do this. No animal being has the capacity to spoil the nature, but human being has the capacity to spoil the nature. Unless the human being is educated in this way, this continuation of creation will not go. Therefore, Sri Krishna choose to teach Arjuna in the Vaidika Marga. What is that Vaidika Marga? Gita Shastram is Sarva Veda Sara Sangraha Bhutam, Shankaracharya told. What is that? Veda has two portions. One is Purva Bhaga, we call, another is Uttara Bhaga. Initial portion and the final portion. Initial portion is having another name, Karma Kandaha. Karma Kandaha means combination of Brahmana portion, Samhita and Aranya Bhaga. Three Bhagas are there. Brahmana. Brahmana portion means wherein lot of yagas and yajnas, how to perform yagas and yajnas are explained in that portion. Sanghita portion is there, which explains the prayer verses while doing the yaga and yajna, prayer verses. Then Aranya Bhaga is there, how to meditate. Because human life includes all these things. It involves the work portion, it involves a retired, a peaceful, meditative. There is a need for the human mind. I cannot work 24 hours. I need some shanti. I need some meditative experiences. Then only I can recharge my life so that I can get strength to face the next day life. And prayer, of course. I need some emotional support. Because I find everybody is shaking. When I am in need of some emotional support, I go to another person to tell my problems and to get solace or guidance, and that fellow is having his own Mahabharata or Ramayana. So I started, in between he started, so I went there to tell my problems, but I came back hearing his problems. And afterwards I found I am lucky. So human mind needs emotional support. Where to go? There must be one entity which is not tortured by the all the normal life, which is beyond the mortality, which is beyond all the human problems. What is that? Bhagavan. So how to have connection with him? That true prayer is told in the Samhita portion. And final portion is Uttara Bhaga, or Vedanta we call it, which is Upanishad. It teaches the ultimate reality of the entire thing. What I am, what is the nature of the Lord, what is the nature of the Jagat. Only these three. And how I am related with these three. Because I am troubled either by world or by the concept of Lord. When I am child, my mother says, go to temple, make pranam. So the child says, for what? Swami will poke your eyes. Enna kuttido. Mother will tell. If you don't make pranam, Swami will punish you. That means a concept of a Swami or a God threatening my life is a cause of my fear. And the mother says, don't go there. Why? Dog will bite you, external world. So I find I am always threatened by external world or by the entity called Lord. So Veda says, you have to understand what is the nature of the Lord, what is the nature of the world, and what is your own nature. As long as you don't understand these three, then you will be in trouble, which is called samsara or shoka moha upahita samsara. You will be always in either confusion or in sorrow. Human life is these two only. Either the fellow is confused or is very sad. To avoid sadness, he go for some other things, escapism methods. There he gets more confusion. Certain drinks goes inside and he gets more and more confusion. So confusion adds to sorrow, sorrow adds to confusion. It is a vicious cycle. So he talks about the nature of this vicious cycle called bandhana. And he talks about the nature of the spiritual practices through which you can get away from this vicious cycle. Then finally talks about the free person who, though living in this world, is not affected by either the external world or by the Lord. The nature of the jnani is talked. So all these things, jiva swarupa, jagat swarupa, ishvara swarupa, bandhana swarupa, moksha swarupa and sadhana swarupa. All these six factors are talked in the Uttara Bhaga or Vedanta Upanishad we call. Purva Bhaga means karma is talked. What are all the obligatory duties and what is the way to get connected with that ultimate resource called the Lord. How to pray, how to have contact with Him and how to keep our mind in a balanced way. All these three things are talked in the Purva Bhaga. So in Purva Bhaga, we call it Karma Kanda. As long as a person doesn't understand that there is a need for Nishrayas. Nishrayas means for which we talked, that there is a need for Nivritti. There is a need for freedom. Nishrayas in English is freedom. How many days, how many janmas I am going on continuing my travel? Suppose somebody gives you punishment. What is the punishment? Daily you have to travel without staying any place. Hearing that punishment, that fellow will die. You should not have any house. You should not keep any permanent place to stay. He is not allowed. Only he is given one car, big car is given. The fuel card is given. Driver is given. Driver is a fool. The car is a... It will not stop anywhere. Fuel also will not be over. See, fuel over also car may stop, na? And the driver also is a fool and drug addict. So our life will be like a person who is traveling this type of car. Upanishad says, it compares, the jiva is the yajmana of the chariot and the charioteer, the driver, is buddhi, buddhintu saradhim viddi, manas pragraham evacha. And uncontrollable horses are there, indriyas are there. Without having any control, it is simply running, 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 running. So one time or the other, I should think that how much I can run. What is the need for run? Koham kuta ayataha, kome mata. Who is my mother, actual mother? Who is my actual father? Who am I? Somewhere else I should stop now to think all these things. Otherwise always my mind is in traffic only. While driving, you cannot think about anything. So here Vedanta says, or Veda says, that you should find out the necessity of this nishchayas, the freedom, freedom from traveling. You should find out. As long as you don't find out, primary portion called Karma Kanda will be useful for you in getting the all external achievements. You want to have a fine, attractive body, do this yaga, you'll get. If you are a black color, you are not comfortable with your color. And if you want white color, do this yaga. If you want pashu, do this yaga. If you want putra, do this yaga. If you want your enemy to be finished off, do this yaga. All are there in Karma Kanda. But once a person who has become tired of all these things, who has found out the necessity of freedom, like Arjuna, Abhi Trailokya Rajyase Kinnumayi Krite, he says, what I am going to achieve even if I am given freely all the three worlds? And we are all running for one house, na? He says, three worlds are given freely also, I don't want. That type of mind, that type of knowledge or awakening it is called. In the Upanishad it is called awakening. Paranchikani vidinat swayambhu tasmat parangpashiti na antaratman kashchit dhiraha pratyagatmanam aikshati avritya chakshuhu amritattvam ichyan. Everybody is running because Bhagavan made to run, to exhaust the desires. Only few people tries to know that what is the necessity of this running, where it is going to end. That necessity of nishraya should come in my mind. Parikshe lokan karmachitan brahmane nirvedam ayad nasti akritaha kritena. This idea should come. How much I can run? I am running for what? After all, I am running for fulfillment. And where I am going to get that? From the finite. Everything in the external world is a finite thing. So how can I get the fulfillment from a finite thing? Half plus half equal to finite plus finite is equal to finite. What I am searching for? Infinite. Happiness I am searching for. When I want happiness, I want all happiness all the time. Unlimited in time, in the sense of time. And I want happiness everywhere. Unlimited in the sense of space. So I want happiness which is free from time and space. Will I get this from a finite thing? Which this logical question comes, nasti akritaha kritena. Akritaha means a thing which is free from all finitude, which is infinite. Kritena nasti. By achieving something, I am not going to get it. Because before achieving it was not there. The very fact before achieving it was not there, it is bounded by time. Then it is bounded by space also. It will go away also. So this knowledge comes, this necessity of this knowledge comes to certain particular minds which is tired of. When it comes, the very same karmakanda is having another role. Generally, karmakanda is meant for abhyudaya, to give you money, to give you comforts. If you are not happy with this world, you can select your next janma, where to live. Either Surgaloka, Pitruloka, Brahmaloka. If you are bored with local people, you can select your relatives there, Ramba, Urvasi, Indra. Yes. Swami is now boring Swami. You can select Brahmaji as your faculty for Vedanta. You can go to Brahmaloka. All the things are available in the Shastra, Karmakanda it is. It is told in the Karmakanda. But if a person who has got tired by doing and getting, when he asks what is the necessity, then the very same Karmakanda becomes the source of his freedom. That which was the source of his bondage becomes the source of his freedom. Just changing the attitude. Before I was having an attitude that I should get this, I should get that. I should get this, for that reason only I am doing this. Now, that attitude is removed. I don't want anything external achievement. I want freedom. Just because I desired freedom today, I cannot jump from my life. I cannot give up my wife. I cannot give up my children. Keeping myself where I am, can I proceed in the process of freedom? Veda says, yes. Arjuna wanted to jump away from the chariot and run away. Krishna told, no, don't run away. You cannot run. Where you will run? You cannot jump from the world, na? Where you will jump? In Akasha, again you will come down. So you cannot run from the world. You cannot run from the people. You cannot run from the external natural forces. It is troubling me. I will tell you a technique how to save yourself from that troubling. It is called Nishkama Karma or Nishkama Bhava Karma. So the same karma which is in the form of Pancha Maha Yajnas. Yajna means duty, you can keep it. Puja or duty. In our Vedic culture, there is no separation, secular duties and religious duties. All duties are religious only. Going to take bath, generally it is mundane affair. According to Veda, it is a religious duty. And you should utter this Aghamarishana Sukta, it is called. In Mahanarayana Upanishad it comes. You should utter this mantra while taking bath. And while brushing, you have to utter the mantra for the Vanadevatas. Every action. So every mundane action in my life is converted as a religious practice. It is given higher direction towards the freedom. Then the same mundane action become the religious action. Then it becomes the sadhana or the means for my freedom by cleansing my mind. Nishkama karma makes my mind pure. Pure of what? What is the impurity? Raga and Dvesha is the impurity of mind. Raga or Dvesha. Attachment and aversion. Every moment you just analyze your mind. I like this, I don't like this. I like this, I don't like this. I want this, I don't want. This is going on. Every moment the mind is judging. Every individual is judged. Every situation is judged. Every article in the world is judged. So I want it means I want to hold it permanently. It is called raga. And it is not going to be there with me permanently. It is going to go. But I will not accept it. So it creates problem or shoka it creates. So raga and dvesha are the two signs of impurity. Strong likes and dislikes in our life. Every mind is having strong likes and dislikes. The mind is not ready to take the life as it comes. I want my child to become a doctor. That child is bringing one more luggage with him. What is the luggage? Mother doesn't know. And that fellow goes as a singer, pop singer. Ordinary singer means at least she can tell to others. Pop singer, only night hours she can sing. So she cannot tell. In the society, no mother wants to tell that my daughter or son is pop singer. But every parent wants to tell my son or daughter is doctor, engineer. So this attachment is there. Strong likes and dislikes are there. When the same duties, our day-to-day duties are performed with the attitude that it is the sadhana for my freedom, then this raga and dvesha are reduced. Then the pure mind should be made calm and quiet. Chitta naishchalya they call it. For that purpose, upasana is taught. In Karmakanda only, upasana is taught, prayers are taught. So that at least half an hour morning and half an hour evening sits quietly. And you will find that sitting quietly is the very, 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 very big affair. There is a joke when Swamiji used to tell. There was a person, Swami, sitting on the entrance of the temple. The temple belongs to Musari department. So one new executive officer came and he saw a lot of prasad was given to many people. The temple prasad was given to many people for the priest, one pack, for the tabla, who plays the tabla or mridanga during worship for him. All temple workers are given share from the temple prasad. So he saw in that list the Swami also. Now what is the name of the Swami? A Swami who simply sits. A Swami who sits simply without doing anything. Then CEO, that executive officer thought, what is this? If anybody contributes to the temple, then he can be given the prasad. The Swami is sitting simply, so he should not be given, he cancelled. The Swami found, he is taking that temple prasad only, he is living on that. He found the prasad has not come. He came to know that the executive officer was the reason. So he called the executive officer and asked, see, my duty nobody can do. What is your duty? Simply sitting quietly? That's what. My duty nobody can do. I can do all of your duties. Then this executive officer got a little bit, this one, he took as a challenge. All right, I also will try. You try, come sit next to me. He made him to sit. So half an hour over, 1 hour over, this fellow started looking the watch. And he started talking to those people who are coming and going into the temple. The Swami told, don't do all these things, sit quietly. So he could not sit quietly. After 2 or 3 hours, with annoyance, he got up. Who will sit like this quietly? Give that Swami 2 packs. Like that, sitting quietly is very, very difficult. So upasana was given as a means for making the mind tranquil. A tranquil mind alone can have a learning capacity. A disturbed mind cannot learn from the life's experience. A lazy mind also cannot learn from experience. A disturbed mind also cannot learn from life. So, Veda takes care of the mind, the maturity of the mind, by making you to do this, do that. Satyam vada dharmam chara swadhyaya na pramataha. Matru Devo Bhava, like that commands, it goads you. You do this, you do this, you do this. So that mind is made very active. And by that active mind, it is allowing us to grow free from raga and dvesha. Since it is activated, it should be tranquil. So it is giving simultaneously this prayer and upasana method. When the mind is clean and stable, then this knowledge about the my own reality comes in Vedanta. It is called Vedanta. There it says, actually you don't have mind at all. Actually you are not a being at all. You are not a human being at all. Vedanta finally says, you are not a human being at all. Mahantam vibhum atmanam matva dhiro na shochati. Unless you know that yourself as the infinite. For infinite, where is the mind? There is no mind. To know that I don't have mind, I have to develop my mind. That is the process. Vaidika dharma is like this. To know that I don't have any problem, I should face all problems of life and I should make my mind matured, tranquil. Then this ultimate knowledge about myself comes as a saving factor. Finally, Vedanta says, you don't have body at all. Actually, all bodies are with you. You don't have body. You are the adhishtana of all bodies. One body may be terrorist body. Another body may be saint body. One body may be avatara's body. Another body may be a cantankerous person's body. That is my real nature. Vedanta only shows that. Aitadatmyam idam sarvam. Tat satyam sa atma tattvamasi shvetaketo. To receive this knowledge, knowledge goes always to mind only, na? Body doesn't have knowledge yet. Nose cannot have knowledge. There is no natural knowledge. Only mind can receive the knowledge. To receive that knowledge, mind should be prepared. Suppose if you want to write in a board, that board should be first clean, na? Then that board should be stable. Then only you can write something. If it is not clean, already so many things are written, you cannot write anything. That's what our mental condition now. Our wife says, you are the husband. Father says, you are my son. Mother says, you are my son. Children says, you are my father. Employer says, you are my employee. Government says, you are my citizen. So lot of ideas about myself was given to my mind by others. So I am confused about what is actually I am. Vedanta also says, you are Brahman. Okay, let it be another one more. It is one more. So to write in my life that I am Brahman, I am infinite, I should have wiped out all these roles of my life. They are all roles. Being father, being mother, being child, being employee, employer, human being. Being human being also is a role. So I should wipe my board. And after wiping also, if board is simply dangling here and there, you cannot write. Vedanta says, fix your board. Wherein I will come and say, Tattvamashi Shvetaketo. You are that, hey Shvetaketo. You are that. You are that means what? You are that which is the source of entire creation. Aitad Atmyam Idam Sarvam Tat Satyam Sa Atma Tattvamashi Shvetaketo. So unless human being finds out, I cannot lead the life eternally dissatisfied. You cannot have a sentence without full stop. Comma, semicolon, where it ends? It is not a readable. Suppose you just imagine a book without any full stop. Will you read? You don't have interest to read that type of, there must be some full stop. So I will find out my fulfillment only when I know what is my real nature. To know my real nature, I should prepare my mind by removing all the impurities and by making the mind stable. For making my mind stable and pure, Karma Kanda helps me. Veda Purva Bhaga helps. To make my mind enlightened mind, a jnani mind, a wise mind, Veda Anta Bhaga Upanishad helps. You cannot avoid anyone else. Without development also, you cannot find out the necessity for nishayas. Unless you are tired, you cannot find out the necessity for rest. You should become first tired. That is why it says, Pariksha Lokan Karma Chidan. Run first. Go and verify by your duties. Brahmane Nirvedam Ayat. Nirveda means a urge for rest. Vairagya it is called. So I should turn back towards myself. To turn back towards myself, I should be made a merry-go-round, many rounds. Then only I will turn back towards myself. So both the Veda Purva Bhaga and Veda Anta Bhaga helps the humanity to have human development and human fulfillment. And that is the teaching of the entire Gita, being Arjuna, a fit person and a famous person to practice this knowledge, to practice this Vedantic or Vedic science. Bhagavan took him as a sample when he was in utter depression, called samsara. Samsara varnana you will see later. I have not dealt, it's a big topic. Many say samsara, samsara. What is samsara? That we should understand. What is this nature of samsara? So when he was in, when he found that he is in samsara, we all are in samsara, but we don't find that we are in samsara. We all have disease, but we don't find that we have that. We don't discover the disease. Unless we discover the disease, there is no question of struggle for remedy. So as long as we discover, Bhagavan allows us to roam here and there. Arjuna discovered very crucial point of his life. He has discovered battlefield, very very inconvenient place to talk all these things, but still he got the help from the Lord, since his discovery was so sincere and very very extreme. It is nahi prapashyami mamapanudyade chokamuchoshanam indriyanam avapya bhuma vasapatnam ruddam rajyam suranam adipatyam. Without getting away from this confusion, I don't bother even if I am given the Indra's post, he says. I could not withstand the shoka. Bhagavan, he helped me. So taking Arjuna as a sample for the entire humanity, then only we can relate our problem with Arjuna. Na? Unless we relate our problem with Arjuna, we cannot get any benefit from the study of Gita Shastra. So very beautiful introduction Shankaracharya wrote, wherein 5 points he has mentioned. Idam Gita Shastram Durvigneyam, very difficult to understand, therefore don't approach it casually. First point. Second point is, Idam Gita Shastram Sarva Veda Sara Sangraha Bhutam, essence of entire Vedic teaching. Third point, Idam Gita Shastram Praninam Sakshat Abhyutaya Nishreyesa Hetuhu. It is very very important for the entire humanity. Fourth point is, Tad Arthe Vijnate Samasta Purushartha Siddhihi. If any individual received this knowledge, for him all his Purushartha, what is that? Human achievements, is very very easy to get that human achievement. It is the means, this knowledge is the means to get the entire Purusharthas of the human being. Fifth point is, this knowledge can be received only by a particular type of mind which is having renunciation. Sarva karma sannyasa purvakam jnana lakshanam. To get out from this samsara cycle, one clear qualification is renunciation. Without renunciation, anybody studies the scripture, they will be lecturers. They cannot be wise men. We find in the universities, they will be lecturers. They can nicely give lectures. But what is their life? Cryingly you will tell Aham Brahmasmi. With laugh, you will not tell Aham Brahmasmi. Cryingly, my wife is scolding me, Swamiji, what to do? Aham Brahmasmi. When I understand Aham Brahmasmi, where is the place for crying? Tarati Shokam Atma Vithu. To make this knowledge as an effective one in our day-to-day life, what is the criterion? Renunciation. So all these 5 points, very nicely he has explained in his introduction to Bhagavad Gita Shastram. And from next class onwards, we will start the actual Gita.
Om Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranadakleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha.